Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
And we continue our discussions on investments that impact your pocket, impact your wealth development, and a really exciting development that has occurred within our global investment set that's available to us as South African investors is one that I wanted to discuss today. Ashburton Investments, or one of the asset management arms of FNB, alongside FNB Wealth and Investments, have announced that we're about to head into the phase of rolling out their partnership with Morgan Stanley Investment Managers. Now, the CEO, Duzi Ndlovu, did announce this or mention in May that a memorandum of understanding was underway, but 3rd of October is when this kicks off. And who better to help us understand where we stand with this than the Chief Executive Officer of Ashburton Investments, Duzi Ndlovu, who joins me now. Duzi, welcome to Kaya Biz. Thank you so much for joining us and congratulations.
Thank you, Rufilo. It's good to be here.
Indeed. This is a very well-timed partnership and a very interesting one. We'll get to the second part, the interesting part, and why I think so now. But please tell us about the drivers of this partnership with Morgan Stanley Investment Managers.
I think the main driver is really the regulatory change in South Africa in terms of both the Pension Funds Act, Regulation 28 of the Pension Funds Act, and SISCA, which allowed South African investors up to 45% to be invested offshore. And what this has meant is that the global and international part of people's portfolios become significant compared to the past. The investment processes that one applies in choosing those international stocks, I think, takes on a lot more prominence than it would have done historically. And so this was the big driver for us in this regard.
Indeed. And the Reg 28 allowances for offshore investment are only likely, even if over 5, 10, 15 years, to increase, aren't they, in terms of capital controls in South Africa, allowing us the ability to participate in the global market to a greater degree?
I think there does come a natural cap in a sense that the liabilities are rand liabilities. And so you can't have too large a portion of, the assets backing those liabilities being, having a mismatch with rand assets. But having said that, we do see that, this current allocation of probably close to 45% remaining for a long time. We've seen, some years back it was as low as 20 and it's gone up to this 45. So I don't foresee significant increases from current levels, but nor do I see us reversing from current levels.
All right. Well, back to the deal itself. Morgan Stanley Investment Management is a juggernaut within the investment industry. $1.5 trillion in assets under management, which is about 27 trillion rand, and almost 1,500 investment professionals whose expertise you can draw from. Tell us a little bit about how this will be pulled into the Ashburton Global Leaders Equity Fund.
I think importantly to stress that we have a shared investment philosophy, and this is what attracted us to Morgan Stanley. It's a business that we've always admired. We looked at the investment process and the discipline that they apply to that investment process. In very many ways, it spoke to it's very similar to how we try and manage money. And then, as we said, with the opening up of Regulation 28, seeking, I think, greater depth in terms of what we're doing offshore, we needed a partner in our view that had that gave us breadth in terms of opportunity where we can assess investment opportunities across the world. You spoke of these 1,500 investment professionals who are spread across very many countries. It is that which I think is very exciting to us. It allows us to be able to invest in quality companies across the global spectrum, and we think that it is a significant enhancement to our global leaders portfolio, which was managed internally, but we certainly do not have the very strong resource that Morgan Stanley has.
I think so. This brings me to what I was saying at the top of our interview, that I found very interesting, Tuzi. Often when a significant South African asset manager partners with a global juggernaut of this scale, there's almost a plug-and-play attitude that they must be better, and then we're going to plug in whatever they do is just going to go into our fund. And what I found interesting about this particular deal is that there is we are to establish a very strong integration or a process partnership in terms of research and your investment professionals within Ashburton alongside Morgan Stanley. Just tell us a little bit about how that synergy will work.
So I think firstly, let me talk to you about motivations. The motivations are one, we don't simply want to be a passive partner or and this only to be a distribution agreement. We want some franchise value that accrues both to ourselves as well as to Morgan Stanley. The other motivation is that over time, we want to be at a stage where we've capacitated our own investment professionals. We've made our own investment process stronger, and that we hope that this is what this partnership will deliver. But we also have close proximity to our clients. And so while, we understand how, you were asking earlier on around asset allocation and what it's a global asset allocation and what it's likely to look like going forward. Because of our proximity to clients in South Africa, I think we're sometimes better able to make those decisions around asset allocation than somebody who doesn't have a client relationship. So it's important that then we understand the decision making and we're closely integrated into the decision making so that we can better serve our clients. We're doing this to enhance what we've always provided to our clients as opposed to significantly changing it. So that's why that this integration is important. We've managed money offshore for a very long time. So we do understand some aspects, I think very well, some aspects of international investing, but we're hoping Morgan Stanley just simply, takes us up a notch.
All right.
In that regard.
And to your point, this is a mutually beneficial arrangement insofar as Morgan Stanley Investment Management also gets a little bit of access to the sub-Saharan markets and the perspective that the FNB and Ashburton Investments teams have.
Absolutely. You take our business. We operate out of Namibia in terms of asset management and in Nigeria. FNB has and RMB have banking operations throughout the whole of Africa. And so this distribution footprint within Africa is one that Morgan Stanley Investment Management can also tap into. So in that regard, we bring something different to the partnership, but there's value to be had by everybody.
Tuzi, you'll obviously push back if I'm being unfair on you with the next and final question. The partnership yes. between Morgan Stanley and First Rand Group businesses has been a long-standing one. We've seen RMB alongside the likes of Morgan Stanley in the brokerage space. And should I be drawing any inferences or assumptions about a more integrated or even consumptive partnership in the future between the two group elements?
I think that would probably be a leap too okay. far. In a bit, if you look at RMB would have had a relationship with on the securities business with Morgan Stanley. We've just extended it to investment management. So I can't really talk in terms of First Rand. I can really only speak in terms of our asset management businesses. This works for us. But I think it would be a step too far to read anything beyond what we're doing now.
I had to ask. Okay. Tuzi, very excited for what's to come in terms of the optionality for South African investors, for your clients at Ashburton, and also I imagine there'll be not just in the Global Leaders Fund, but I imagine there'll be really great externalities in terms of the perspective as it applies to your local, your more domestic funds and balanced funds as well.
Absolutely. And to the extent that you can, you can use improved investment processes to the extent that you've got better access to research that and trends that are that people are seeing and we can apply those to the South African investment process. That will certainly be an enhancement to us. Yes.
Looking forward to more from you. Thank you so much. Duzin Jovu is the Chief Executive Officer of Ashburton Investments.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.